Well, hello people, and welcome from Solo Man from the UK at the moment. And this is a festive period in the UK, where all the trains seem to be broken. The infrastructure is just broken itself. We have gales and storms and rain, just basically doom and gloom everywhere. That is just the way the media loves it. Keep them down, keep them depressed, keep them worried. But here's a sad news item from the Christmas period. But it's the way the media spins it. And it's the usual spin, you know. Men are bad and femmes are good. When in reality, it was a tragic accident. And reality is the fact that accidents happen every day. And the accidents don't favor males or femmes. It's just an accident. You could call it fate. When a male dies in an accident, it's just a tragic accident. And of course, all accidents can be avoided if we just sit in our rooms and covered with cushions and don't go anywhere. But that's hardly living, is it? But when a femme dies in a tragic accident, it's got to be somebody's fault. They can't just die in an accident. And it's usually a male's fault somewhere if they can get one. This news item is up in Gloucestershire, which is quite a country area place. Farmland. And a perfect place for ATVs. Now, the news item isn't very clear whether this femme was on the back of an ATV or was driving one. But it sounds like she may have been on the back of an ATV, and of course a male was driving. There were two males, I believe they were 29 and 30. This femme was 22. And apparently she fell off the back of it, but got trapped and was dragged. And she was quite badly injured and was airlifted to the nearest hospital. But unfortunately, she died. It sounds like one of the men or whatever panicked and took off because he'd been taking drugs or drinking alcohol. Hell, they probably all were. And he didn't have any insurance for the ATV, which is not really unusual in the country way up there. But this femme was on the back of an ATV, at least I assume, because she wanted to be. She wasn't there because the man held a gun to her head. She wanted to have a bit of fun. And of course, having fun on ATVs means you take chances. You go fast. Anyway, the police found the two men in question and arrested them, and they will have to appear at the police station once again in the near future. And of course, the media portrays this femme as just the most wonderful person in the world. Well, of course, most people aren't that wonderful, are they? But they completely remove any accountability of her being on the back of an ATV and blame the two males for responsibility. This femme made a choice, as we all did at that age, because let's face it, at her age at 22, she's indestructible. At least, that's what we all think we are. But in reality, of course, we're not. It is a tragic accident, and my heart goes out to her parents and friends. Of course, it happened in the Christmas season, is even worse. All this was basically some younger people up in the countryside, having a bit of fun, which ended in tragedy. But somehow society says the males are always responsible, and femmes happen to be just there. I wonder what the media would have said if the femme happened to be driving, and there was a man on the back, and he fell off and got caught up and was killed. Well, probably it'd be his fault as well. The double standards is so damn obvious nowadays. Why is every news item in the media do we have to read between the lines? It's not news anymore, it's propaganda, pushing a narrative. Even when somebody tragically has lost their life, they use it to push their agenda. Males are guilty until proven innocent, and femmes are just damn innocent, never guilty, and always the victim. Take it easy, fellas.